Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Your daily Diddy update. Just do a segment called that. This is a new one. A man accusing Diddy this time of sexual assault, speaking out for the first time, detailing the alleged events from one of Combs' exclusive white parties in East Hampton, New York. The man, referred to as John Doe, shared his story anonymously with CNN, describing the alleged 2007 incident that has profoundly impacted his life, saying, quote, "The full gravity of it lives with me to this day," quote, "It affects every single thing you do for the rest of your life." Doe claims he was working as a security guard at Combs' estate during the high-profile White Party, a series of events hosted by the music producer between 1998 and 2009. According to a civil suit filed in October, Doe alleges that Combs provided him with drinks laced with GHB and ecstasy, leaving him feeling extremely ill and unable to stand. He recounted to CNN that after consuming the second drink, he initially believed Combs was expressing concern for his well-being. However, he claims Combs pushed him into a stationary SUV and assaulted him. The 2 drinks felt more like 15, he said. "It was just an amazing level of incapacitation that I've never experienced before. I felt powerless." And now the graphic content warning. If that wasn't enough for you. Doe described the alleged assault as incredibly painful and said he was screaming during the incident. He added, "It was abusive beyond belief." The lawsuit also claims a well-known celebrity witnessed the assault and reacted with amusement, though Doe did not name the individual. In the aftermath of the alleged attack, Doe reported the incident to his supervisor at the security firm. He claims the supervisor promised to address the matter with Combs, but that he was subsequently blacklisted then from the company. The lawsuit seeks compensatory damages and punitive damages for the alleged assault, which Doe says has affected his personal and professional life. Quote, "It impacts everything, including my relationships," he said. When questioned by CNN, several discrepancies in Doe's story were noted. The lawsuit originally stated the assault occurred in 2006, but Doe later said it was in 2007. Additionally, while Doe told CNN the incident affected his marriage, the lawsuit claims he was never married. Doe's attorney attributed the errors to a rush to file the complaint and has since amended it with the court. Combs' representative declined to comment on the allegations when approached by CNN. The Daily Beast also reached out for a statement, but is yet to receive a response. The accusations come as, of course, Diddy facing increased scrutiny over the allegations of sexual misconduct and abuse, with multiple lawsuits and claims continuing to surface. I'm looking at that area, the discrepancies stated. I guess you could mix up a year. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. That would be easy enough to do, especially that long ago.
Yeah, I couldn't say it from that perspective, though. I can't say I had any traumatic, assault or anything on myself in any of ever. I mean, or years like back then. I don't know if I would remember the year more or not, but I can't say another person wouldn't think about it differently either. So, I could see there being a little mix up there. It's very close. And the incident of affecting his marriage, Sue claims he was never married. So I'm guessing that might just be probably checking a box or not, or it being checked incorrectly.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, that does seem like a really weird discrepancy, doesn't it? I mean, it feels weird.
What's the rush to file the complaint, I guess, all these years later? That's another kind of weird thing. I mean, because everybody's doing it. Like, let's do it now, too. Is that, I guess. But
while there's still assets, if you're trying to get something from him, because my God, how many lawsuits is he up for?
Yeah, you're going to get pennies on the dollar at this point. Okay, rush. I guess I don't know what the rush is, honestly. I mean, a rush so much that you fucked up checking the marriage box or not? I mean, I don't know. That just seems a little weird. Like, you're just like scribbling this down as if it's like 10 seconds to midnight and you have to have this in. No, I mean, this is a civil suit, so there really isn't a, I don't know. I just find that to be an interesting aspect of it.
Well, and what concerns me too is, you know, if you were filing the suit, I would hope you'd have an attorney. I would hope that and he does, Doe does have an attorney. Please do that shit right.
Well, I mean, that could be literally just a legal error of whoever was doing the filing. I mean, it could be, you know, the attorney directly. It could be, you know, somebody in the office who's filling it out. You know, it's a lot of things, ways that could have been an error when it really wasn't Doe who made the error.
Well, and that's very true. I mean, and mistakes happen. You know, I'm going to give a little grace that, whoops, sorry, I didn't mean to check that box.
Yeah.
Well, amend it and call it good.
The problem with all this is it's a problem and it's helpful in two different ways. All these stories are very, very similar. But everybody now knows the stories as well. So when these things are being filed, they all sound very much alike. And it happens, you know, a lot of them that have, you know, or, you know, all of these are allegations, but the ones that do seem to really have solid evidence are all very alike as well. So,
well, and we're seeing at this point, we're seeing trends. You know, we're not hearing about him doing other things. They all have just this thread of commonality going through them. They involve sexual assault, they involve people being drugged against their will. None of this is consensual and fear for their lives. It's just, oh, I get it. People could be making these stories up, but if this has been going on this long, there are a lot more out there.
And inevitably some will be made up, but just the sheer volume though speaks that there's definitely a fire going on here. We have the video evidence of the abuse already, you know, from Cassie Ventura. And obviously, a lot of people are speaking up. So, yeah, there's something going on here without a doubt. I guess I keep getting surprised by, like, some of the details in some of these. The one that stands out to me in this one is he claims Combs pushed him into a stationary SUV and sexually assaulted him. I mean, it's just such a weird, it's like, you know, like you're getting like kidnapped, you know?
Well,
and you're the security. I could see it happening. It's just like, that's a weird element to this story.
It is a weird element, but it also, to me, doesn't sound surprising. A guy who allegedly put shit into baby oil. I mean, he thought everything through. It wasn't just, I'm going to put some roofies in somebody's drink. It's, how can I make this even worse than, you know, anybody's imagination?
And if
let's take it up a few levels.
And he's got this, if he has this mindset and he's hyped up on drugs and shit too, and he thinks I'm just going to do this right now because he's, you know, this insanely, you know, just crazy, you know, like masculine, I'm going to do anything I want, you know, level, like barbaric. Yeah, I guess I could see it. It's just, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
when this came out, we were shocked and surprised. Now, every time I get an update on my news feed, I go, okay.
I know.
I'm not surprised anymore.
It's just, it's the ultimate behind the music. You know, we used to watch, there used to be a show on VH1 called Behind the yep. Music. I don't think it exists anymore. If it does, it's not the same thing. And it was on like all the time. It was like every week there was a new episode, and there was, you know, looking back on the years of artists when they're very popular and then kind of seeing what was going on behind the scenes. And there was always like some tribulation or something that was very dramatic and some scandals and stuff. Holy shit. I mean, so this is like, but this is like now watching it in real time of like the Diddy Behind the Music. And you're just thinking of all these years where his image was something so tremendously different. And it's like, holy shit, like what a fucking monster. But then look at the other folks too. Look at Bill Cosby. Look at so many other people that were looked at as, you know, heroes in entertainment or whatever it may be. And just what kind of crazy freaking monsters they were.
Well, and that's the part that just is astounding. You know, like you said, it's almost like Behind the Music, but after dark, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
this is the worst.
In it that makes you, I mean, does make you wonder about all sorts of people in power and all sorts of celebrity and all that, because it's not, I mean, celebrity is celebrity. That's a very small percentage of people who are rich. It's people, I think, all the time think, oh, celebrity, rich, that's all there is everybody who's rich is a celebrity. It's not. And then those are the ones that are even more, I think, dark and creepy, because they have a veil of being hidden and nobody's following them around. But I think some of these, you know, you dig in and you start hearing this shit. I'm sorry. How do you not know that some of these people are doing this shit when you're really close to them? And like other individuals, you know, that we've been hearing about. And I'm not saying that Jay-Z knew anything that was going on. I think that's, you know, that needs to be litigated and looked at. But if it's just it could be a very easily a false allegation. And what will, I think, very much speak to it, if it is, will be if there's follow-up allegations against him, if there's more people that come forward, if we see a litany of things against him next, because now this opened a floodgate, then you're going to start thinking a lot more about maybe there's some legitimacy to some of this stuff. That's what happened with Diddy too.
It broke the seal.
Yeah.
So anybody who was sitting quietly with a story and a concern, all of a sudden the seal's broken. They're like, all right, I'm going in.
Yeah.
I'm going in. The door's open.
But you do have people certainly where you get accusations, and there isn't a litany of things that come after that because it's not true. So I think we're going to have to see what happens there. Because people who do this, it's not just a one-off. They're not just doing it one time, obviously, as we know from Diddy. So if there's more, there's going to be more. If there's not, I would really honestly question it. But he's playing a very interesting offense.
Yeah.
The letter and all that, very bold, very non-empathetic in any way, shape, or form. I mean, I guess you could argue that he's like, you know, file a criminal complaint if you're saying that this is what's true. And that sounds really bold and everything, but the problem with that is statute of limitations, and you might not be able to file a criminal complaint anymore on that, which is the only avenue then is civil. And then beyond that is if you get something like what Diddy's got going, where they can bring it into a racketeering case federally. So there's certain paths that things can go down here. And it sounds lovely to say that on paper, but can that even be done is the next question. Playing the empathy card of now I have, you know, I'm a parent, I have to explain this to my kid. If he's innocent of all this, that would be fucking horrible. I can't imagine being a parent and having something like that to deal with and try to explain to a kid.
Well, and take a look at the Garth Brooks situation. We haven't heard about that in a couple of weeks.
No, exactly, because it was bullshit. And if this could be that, I'm not in any way discounting and saying that it very easily could be. And if Jay-Z has to sit down and explain this to their kids, that's horrible. That would be absolutely horrible. And I have the most sympathy if he's not guilty of anything like this to be thrown into that after working for everything that he has worked for. But if he's a monster on the other side of that, then that needs to be exposed. But if he's not, and he's like, he's just getting thrown into this, just to get thrown into it. Yeah. I hope anybody who's making the false allegations gets what they have coming to them too, because that's fucking horrible to destroy somebody for no reason. But while he's explaining to his kids about what's going on here, I think he also will need to explain why he thought it be appropriate to go and make some albums with R. Kelly after R. Kelly had already been accused of horrible crimes, was even on video in his house with the Soul Train Award in the background, but still was acquitted on that one. But everybody knew it was him. And it was an underage girl. Why, after that knowledge, even though he was, again, not found guilty there, why did you decide that it'd be a good idea to go do albums with him and go on tour with him and so closely associate yourself with someone that very clearly raped a minor?
Yeah, and that's an interesting question to ask. Like, what was it about R. Kelly that you decided to put aside anything that you visually saw because it might help your career?
I mean, was it strictly a money decision? Was it strictly because the record label said, let's do this and we're going to pay you all this money? That may be the answer. That very likely is the answer.
Isn't that selling your soul, though?
Yeah, you have zero morals or any sort of accountability, I think, to anything if you are willing to connect yourself with someone like that. Granted, R. Kelly at the time, still a freaking superstar. The general public didn't care about any of that either. So why would Jay-Z? That really was the moment in time. Nobody's thought anything odd of it because everybody was still jamming to the new R. Kelly hits. We were fucking playing them on the radio. And it was, I don't know, it was very weird because it's like this giant elephant in the room, but everybody's getting down to the remix for Ignition. Everything was right there in front of you. And yet society just kind of brushed it away for a while on him. I don't know. Personally, though, I think it's a different thing. If you're there for the music or you are there for the business, and this is a person you're going to go in business with that you know this about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy that he had zero knowledge of anything there. I'm not saying he was anything to do with anything that R. Kelly was doing at that point in time or ever, but it's a principle thing. If you're willing to do that, I'm going to question your character.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, unless you can come back and say, look, I was young and I was dumb and it was money and it was a horrible choice. And maybe he can do that. But as long as you're doing it authentically, but certainly the company he has kept over the years has not exactly, worked out, or they haven't all worked out so well in the long run, as well as Jay-Z has.
No, it's a great point.
So, I mean, inevitably though, too, look at it from another standpoint, all of the people in that industry, in that sphere, they all have interacted. You've all had some sort of thing that doesn't make that they're all in this together or have anything to do with other things. But you got to look at the proximity on some of these folks. And I think the closer you are to somebody, probably the more you know.
Well, it makes you question, you know, take a look at your other coworkers. You know, who are you working with?
Yeah.
You know, what secrets are hiding in their closet that...
Yeah.
Do you know about it? Do you have inklings? I mean, we've all worked, especially, geez, Tony, you and I have worked with people that it's like we had an idea that there is some shit in their background. And I'll be darned if we weren't right.
Oh,
you know?
Completely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've been able to hide from Stacy for 20 some years that I dress as a ballerina every single day.
Tony, I've always known this about you.
And I only fill
it out really well.
And I only wear ballerina shoes and it hurts your feet eventually, but I haven't said anything about it.
And I've tried to be kind and tell you that you should just wear teaks, those ballet flats. They're way better and you just won't listen to me. So not my problem.
But look how long I've hidden that. So anything's possible, but no, but yeah, I mean, it's just fucking, I don't know. he could be completely, honestly, just wrong place, wrong time, did everything for money, didn't fucking give a shit who he interacted with, and, you know, ends up being a victim to part of this too, just because he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. I'm not saying that wrong place at wrong time is raping her. I'm saying he was just maybe at that party, had nothing to do with any of this, but is being named.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
And just have been surrounding himself with these types of people. I don't know. I don't think anyone does, but it will be interesting. Time is going to tell a lot of things.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.